You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's 30 minutes past 8 o'clock, and what a great pleasure it is to welcome a new segment onto the show. It's a new segment. It's a segment revolving around the wonderful world of dining and food.
Yes.
Ask Delaney. Hi, Delaney.
Hi, Mikey.
Thank you very much for joining us on the breakfast show.
Thanks for having me.
As you asked to do that time many months ago.
Just chatting you up at a lunch, eh?
A good call, though. Good lunch. Good. See, Karma Cola, spreading the good karma,
yeah.
You see? Just, you know, building.
It was.
But, and so bangles. Here we are. The whole point of what we're doing here, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sarah, producer, it's Ask Delaney. Now, we've asked you to, you can email us, askdelaney@bfm.com, or you can give us a call now on 309-3879. Are we taking calls as well?
Yep. We can take calls, but also, as it's a new segment, we'd really like to hear what you would want it to be. If it's, because food's bloody expensive.
Tell us about, you're representing food.
Food, yeah. Yep. So what you're cooking, what you're eating, whether there's good places to eat around Auckland, I mean, which there obviously are, plenty of them. Everything from, like, you know, fancy places where you want to take your grandmother for Sunday lunch, or who's doing the best croissants, dumplings, tacos. Anything.
Now, you run a very pretty buzzing blog.
Sort of. Yes. When I update it
so
regularly.
So what's your output as far as that? I mean, is it the blog? Is there anything else?
Instagram.
Do you do reviews?
I used to do a bit of reviewing for Metro. I do their Restaurant of the Year judging.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Fancy.
Real fancy. So, you know, I keep up with what's happening in Auckland. I write recipes a lot as well on various
You're just the person for this job.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit of everything, including we were talking about off air a while ago. Where should I take a date if we're going to a Japanese samurai movie in Avondale?
Totally.
Is that specific enough?
That's really specific.
We could do that, though, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. Would you like this to be your first question?
Avondale.
Need to get a little bit of prep
just check.
Time.
BYO?
We do have a first question. Somebody tested the Ask Delaney at 95bfm.com email address yesterday.
This was the question. Hi, Delaney. Can you please explain the science behind the intense smell of the durian fruit? And also, please eat one with the breakfast team on air. Oh, I didn't bring the emblem.
Not today.
Oh, bummer. Oh, well.
But I did actually see one at an Asian supermarket last week, and I thought, durian.
They're
it's
the spiky
so
guys, right?
Stinky. Yeah, they're really spiky. They're super pungent, and they're banned on public transport in Singapore because they stink so much.
They're banned all through Thailand, in hotel lobbies and stuff.
Even
in hotels. Not allowed to eat them in hotels.
Not interested.
When we say stink, like, what's the closest?
Well,
stink
smell?
Like a dead animal or stink like poos?
Apparently.
Straight to it.
There's a food writer in the States, and he described it as turpentine and onions garnished with a gym sock.
See, to me, that's what Fijos smell like.
Oh, what?
I know. Fijos just smell so wrong and robotic to me. It's really weird. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
So interesting. Well, I mean, I think that's the thing, because durian's a real delicacy, and people absolutely love it. But
is it a delicacy because people at one stage didn't have anything else they could eat, and they had to just battle through the smell, or is that part of the challenge?
Well, I think for some people it tastes
like
really
cheese,
good.
Like
it's like coriander, really, you know, like that tastes metallic to lots of people.
That almost seems like a can you roll your tongue, can you not roll your tongue? Mm. Because there's never usually anybody in the middle. It's like, yeah, I quite like that, or get it off my plate.
Yeah, totally.
It's a bit more grunty than that, though.
A
bit more grunty than a splash of coriander. And a sprinkle of coriander. It's
pungent.
It's more pungent than the worst cheese.
Yeah.
Some of the worst cheese smells like the back end of a cow.
Anthony Bourdain described it as French kissing your dead grandma, which is...
He's thought about that, hasn't he?
It's pretty gross.
So
textural as well. That's really good.
Yeah.
So back to the question itself. Can you explain the science behind that?
Well, no, because I'm not a scientist.
Okay, right. Okay, so there you go.
Thanks for your question.
Love, mate.
But no, I imagine, as we've just discussed, it'll be something. It'll be something to do with how you process the flavour.
Yep. Okay.
From an individual point of view.
You think they just give it up? Just say, oh, that's too much drama.
We're not botanists either, but the fruit, it's part of the plant's reproductive system, right? So if it reeks, then maybe it's to help either alert the other plants or alert whoever pollinates it.
People are about to eat us!
Yeah.
Maybe it's that.
Maybe.
See, we learn more about plants and fruit every day.
We do. All under the umbrella of food.
Somebody weighing in saying, smells like shit, looks like shit, tastes like shit.
So this is the
helpful.
Thing. I mean, but it's obviously holds a place in some people's hearts and stomachs.
Hey, it's a passionate response, which is all we can ask for.
Yes.
I love you, first texter. I love you a lot because this is totally my buzz as well. Best ways to use a seasonal vegetable, perhaps a different one each week or month.
Oh, that's great. Yep.
Because then that's keeping your price down as well.
Yeah, totally. That reminds me also, I thought they were going to mention a specific vegetable and I was thinking frantically there for a second of how to use up vegetables that are like, you know, rotting in your fridge, like a frittata or a... soup.
General Manager Hugh Sunday makes a mean frittata.
Does he?
Do you do that with rotting vegetables or ones that are just about on the rot?
It's a fine line, isn't it?
Yeah, because rotting vegetables, I
still use them when they've just, you know, gone a little bit soft. I'm like, it's still good. But then,
you don't want to use chicken on the turn.
No, we're talking vegetables here.
Yeah, vegetables, okay. Yeah. But still, you know, you want to set yourself for some sort of...
But, food waste is a massive problem. I think that's the thing. We throw
just
away.
Just don't buy stuff you're not going to use.
Yep, or that.
I'm terrible at it. That's my worst.
It is a tricky thing, though, because, in an ideal world, we could go and buy for our meal on a daily basis, but who has the time?
Oh, look, all I know is that I eat broccoli, so I buy broccoli.
Broccoli's great.
Sweet corn, I'll eat sweet corn, I buy sweet corn.
Oh, yeah.
What do I buy that I just wonder why I buy it the whole time is... maybe a lettuce. I love lettuce though. Love it. Yeah. Love it. But most of it just sits there.
Yeah. Watery at the bottom of the bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. And lettuce is a bit trickier to throw into a frittata or a soup. Also.
Yeah, true. I've been going for baby spinach leaves lately.
Oh, yeah. Baby spinach is a good one.
Anymore? Do they do make Turin ice cream? Someone said there.
Yeah. They make it into everything, custard and desserts and. Ice cream. I think you can cook it, you can sort of fry it.
I'm going to take one of these. I'm going to take one of these text messages, these text questions here, and I'm going to sort of just skew it a bit more. They're saying, is it still safe to eat seafood from the Pacific Ocean after Fukushima? I don't know if Danielle's going to know that, but there are people who get quite concerned about eating fish from the sea. Mercury, we get told.
Yeah.
Tuna. Don't eat the tuna. The mercury.
Yeah.
Natural Ange says that.
Ange tells us quite a lot. Sorry, guys, don't eat tuna.
Really?
Yeah.
So you get told different things for different reasons, don't you? Because then other people say, eat tuna because it's reasonably priced and, you know, good source of protein. But I'd just say do some reading. Do your research.
Pretty sound advice.
Good advice. Delaney, is there anything that's super, super on your radar at the moment?
I'm obsessed with honey peanut butter.
Honey peanut butter.
Yeah, there's this.
Oh, hold on. So we swung from discount rotting fruit to luxury goods.
I know. Real high class. It's just this artisan.
Of course it is.
Oh, what a wanker, eh? This company in Wellington, Fix and Fog, they're great guys.
Oh my goodness, they do peanut butter.
Something like that though. If you do it right.
Yeah. Boom, and yeah. I used to, I'm breakfast. Toast, good sourdough if possible, peanut butter.
Good call, sourdough.
Butter, then peanut butter, then honey, and then banana.
Easy, Elvis.
I know. And then a sprinkle of like linseed or LSA or something to make it look healthy.
Just to get the heartbeat in.
But see, now I don't have to mix them together.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They've nailed the flavour. It's so, so good. It's just... yeah, it's great.
I get a lot of grief in the newsroom when I make toast.
Do they? Who from? You tell me who gives you grief.
I'll tell you names off air. But I get a lot of grief, and it's kind of fair enough because I come in with peanut butter toast that I've made, and then I put sriracha all over it.
Ooh.
And everybody goes, are you putting tomato sauce all around it?
No, monster.
Satay toast, mate. Come on.
Hot sauce.
Savoury the shit out of it.
Yeah, right. I'm into it. I like it. Yeah, I love toast. Toast is on my radar this week, but
I'll go out for dinner. Newsroom, Delaney says it's okay.
I'll go out for dinner next week and have a bit more to talk about.
Something good you've been out for dinner recently?
Of note? Oh, there must be, surely.
Or even just good snacks.
Good snacks.
Just a good outlet.
I actually went back to Depot recently. I hadn't been there for a long time. And it was just as good as ever.
Good.
You know?
If you're a seafood fan.
Consistently great. Their skirt steak dish, which has been there since the beginning of time.
My God, that's good.
Tastes like a Big Mac.
Yeah.
It's like crispy onions, hot mustard, lettuce ranch dressing.
I don't eat red meat, so that's probably... I'll leave the lettuce.
Yeah, all that.
It's pretty, good.
It's just still consistently, great food. Do you know what I like about it the most? Not the most. It's open all the time, so you can get food between that Auckland dead spot of like 3 and 6 where all the cafes close. and the restaurants aren't open yet.
Yeah, before dinner seating. Yeah.
That's a good one to take your parents to.
Yeah, it is.
That's my, yeah. Oh, Dad, birthday.
Have some oysters.
Good for kids!
Oh.
Yeah. It's because it's snacky things.
You if can you pick get your time, sliders. Pick your timing, take your kids.
I saw this thing on, I can't remember what show it was the other day, where they were asking, oh, is it good to take kids to fancy restaurants? And everyone would be on the streets going, no, no, get out, no, hell no.
Well, how well behaved are your children? That's what I want to know.
Look at the parents.
Vegemite and peanut butter toast, surprisingly yum.
But we know that, we know that, don't
Mixed
we?
Together. Mm.
There's something about Vegemite and Marmite being actually increasing your happiness the other day, and I kind of wonder whether that was like that bloody Marmite, oh, we've run out of Marmite, or whatever it was, a Vegemite scam that they pulled. What a
marketing, what a jerky
old scam that was. Oh, we've run out, there's only this many left, you better get them all, and then we're not going to be any more for a couple of months. Oh, good marketing scam.
Somebody food, don't smell it, just eat it. That's what my auntie said to me as she cooked up tripe.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no, smell's a massive part of cooking and eating.
And taste.
General enjoyment.
Yeah.
All right, so Delaney, this is going to be your slot from now on.
Yeah.
And bring in what you will.
I will.
See what I did there. Yep. And
would you eat durian on air?
No.
No.
No. Straight away.
Got to do the rest of a show and stuff, you know. But I'm open to a few things. And but it is a wonderful world of food. And in 8K at the moment, it's people on a budget.
Yeah.
You know, people are going, oh my God, I can't afford anything.
Yeah.
So can you sound out a few good budget eateries for us?
Sure can.
And a few good luxury ones as well.
Absolutely.
Full spectrum. Thank you very much, Delaney.
Thank you.
And don't forget, guys, if you do have any questions, please use the email address. It's askdelaney, which is DELANEY at 95BFM.com.
Thanks, Delaney.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.